Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. Thank you for tagging a friend. We are live every weekday at 12 p.m. Pacific on the Cross Politic channels. We are also live on 5 p.m. every weekday on the How to Build a Tent Facebook page. You can find me on the social media sites at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com if you have questions, if you have any topics you would like me to discuss, if you have any thoughts or questions about the business plan for the business plan contest that is going until March 31st. If you want to enter that, check out episode 90 for the details or see the details and the official rules in the show notes below. If you want to reach out to me for whatever reason, please feel free. I love hearing from you guys. We are part of the Cross Politic Network. We are proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. There's so many benefits to becoming a member. You get access to exclusive content like the Shotgun Worldview series. You get discounts on merchandise. And if you go subscribe for the first time and become a member and you put in HTBT in the memo field, then you will get a free HTBT mug. It looks really cool. You can check it out in the show notes or in the beginning of the show. I put it in there with the HDB logo so you can see what you get when you become a member. And you help support all of us, all of our shows, as we are looking to advance the gospel in all areas of life. I was cooking a couple days ago, and one of my specialties, it's a family recipe called Redneck tacos. Yes, I know. It's a disgrace to Mexican food, but it is so good. You fry corn tortilla shells, throw ground beef into them, throw some cheese, throw some ketchup, and you basically have a deep fried taco burger. I know it is just a crime against all Mexican food. I love actual Mexican food too, but this is just something we always grew up with. Anyways, what does this have to do with business? I'm not sure much, but we'll see. I was frying the shells. I had to make 12 shells out of a case of 15. Normally, I just count out 12 shells, but then I started doing the math and started calculating how much time it takes me to do 12, and I was in a hurry. So instead of counting 12 out, I only counted 3 and then took the remaining and left the 3 in the bag. You know, 15 minus 3 equals 12. And that process saved me valuable seconds when I'm rushing around trying to grade cheese, when I'm trying to make the guacamole, when I'm frying the shells, when I'm cooking the meat. You try to do things as efficiently as possible to get the meal ready on time, everything ready at once. And I was thinking that is a skill that we should all have, or that is an objective that we should all be doing in our lives, even on mundane tasks like frying shells. Because if we can constantly be looking for ways to be improving processes, even in little details, those are going to compound into savings and value. Just think about it. If all you did all day was count shells, and you found a way to save 70% of your time by just doing it a different way, like over the long run, how much time and money would you be saving in labor costs and just being more efficient and more value that you would provide? So in business, so too you should be looking for ways to improve the processes that you are doing every day, and look for ways to do it differently. Look for ways that could be a better way to do it. And you're going to be providing more value to your managers, to your own business, or to just the company as a whole that you're working for. So constantly be looking for ways to improve, ways to be better, not just yourself, but the processes that you do as well. I was reading this CNBC article, and these statistics always hit me, of like the percentage of small businesses that fail. In this article, they say 2 out of 3 businesses fail within the first 10 years. And like, that is why you are nuts to have to start your own business. And I say that because I've started a few businesses myself, is that the odds are against you. The odds are not in your favor. So you have to be a little bit of crazy to start a business. And what they did is they talked about some examples of people who have been successful for over 10 years. And I love that. I love getting stories, hearing stories, hearing advice from people that have been successful. It's so good to not just hear the advice, but to be around people that have been successful, because it's contagious. It makes you inspired. They can give you wisdom. So look for those people. The second best is to find articles where they give you advice. And so I wanted to go through 5 points of advice that they give you to be successful like them. And the first one relates to the business plan contest. But before we get into that, I want to tell you about our sponsor, 24/7 QBO. If you are looking for a way to fill that gap in your business plan for starting your business in the finance area, you're not really strong in that finance area, you're going to need help with your QuickBooks, or if you already have the business and you're beyond the business plan and you're just looking for help on how to streamline QuickBooks, improve the process like those tortilla shells, go to 24/7 QBO. They will give you white glove customer service. They will help you optimize and get the most out of your QuickBooks experience. They have skilled bookkeepers ready to ask all your questions or answer all your questions. Yeah, ask your questions. That'd be funny. Yeah, go call them and they'll ask you questions. They will answer your questions. They will give you great service. This is a great Christian company. Check them out. Go to 24/7 QBO. The link is in the show notes and get help and help and find ways to optimize your QuickBooks experience. So go check them out. Let me tell you, when I was first learning QuickBooks, it would have been great to know that these guys were around to help me because it was a disaster. I ended up spending days with my tax accountant at the end of the year with taxes trying to sort out everything and itemize everything properly. QuickBooks is great, but it's even better when you know how to use it. And that's what these guys do. They know how to use it. So go over 24/7 QBO. Click the link below, check them out, and give them a call and talk to them about what they can provide and how they can help you. All right, so for the first point in this article, the CNBC article, I'll put this in the show notes as well, they talk about is build a sound business plan. Now, that's great advice, not just because that's a contest that we're running around or running right now until March 31st, but because a business plan is so key to understanding and making sure that you've thought through everything. And the example they give here is the finance section. Is make sure that you are modeling out the financial goals that you need to hit to make this business sustainable, whatever it is. Because you need to understand the cost that you have, how much resources you have, and plan out, do you have enough resources to hit the next year or the year after that? Can you sustain yourself? And if you don't have enough funding to do that in the beginning, self-funded or funded by venture capitalists or whatever it is, then you need to figure out how many sales you need to hit to be sustainable. And just having that model is great, not just for yourself, to make sure that you're going to have enough money to build up the business and to get it running and be self-sustaining and to bring in a profit. But when you need to raise money or when you need to go to a bank for a loan, having a solid business plan where you have made detailed financial analysis is going to be really helpful in achieving what you need to with raising money, with talking to venture capitalists or a bank. So really plan that out and it will help you. It will give you a peace of mind instead of going month to month and just hoping that you're doing well. You're going to have goals set out. We've talked about goals before and how important they are. And you'll be able to see, are you hitting the goals you need to hit to make this business last 10 years? Are you going to be one of the three companies that make it? And if you can't, you'll know that you need to start adjusting and improving or pivoting and making new decisions or making decisions about how you need to change your business to start hitting those goals. I'm such a big believer in goals, especially in the financial aspects of your business, because really that's what business is finances. You are trying to make a profit. So have a sound business plan. And that's what this contest is trying to encourage you to do, is to start out on the right foot before you start your business, to have that business plan all laid out. And the finances are a very important part of that. And if you need help, if you have a gap, again, 24/7 QBO, they can help you out with those QuickBooks finances. So check them out. The next point is solid. It's understand your market and make sure that you are solving a problem. This is one of the areas that I actually like to start with in a business plan. It's not the first part of the business plan. It's the executive summary. But I usually build a business plan out of order, and one of the places I start is the market analysis and seeing and showing and proving the problem to be solved. Because if you don't have a problem to be solved, you're not going to have a successful company. So before you do all the work, the financial modeling to make sure that you have enough money to start this business, before you lay out your vision and the people that are going to be on your team and those things, you need to make sure that you have a problem to solve in the market that's not being solved, and you understand your customer and you've laid it out and you know what they are craving, what they are looking for, what they need. Because you've listened to past shows and you know that you need to explain the value proposition of your business in one or two sentences, and you've gone out and you've done that to the customer, your target customer, and you've seen the need for your business. This is where it starts, because if you can't find a problem to solve, then you don't have a business and you don't need to go any further. So once you have your market analysis done, once you studied and understood who your customer is going to be, and once you know that there is a need to be filled, then you can move on to the other parts. But this is the first part to me, where you need to make sure that you have this all worked out, you understand, you've done the research, and you have a clear understanding of why your business exists and what value it's bringing. And then all the other pieces are gonna fall in line, and it's all addressing how you're gonna fill that need. So that is the first part that I would work on if I was starting to build a business plan for a contest on a podcast like this one. The third tip is to prepare for a work-life balance. And this is so wise. Starting a business or being successful in a career, maybe you're not even starting a business, but just climbing the ladder in a big corporation requires a lot of work, a lot of man hours. And it behooves you, it will be beneficial to you to lay aside and set aside time to spend with your family, to spend time to get the rest that you need. Because if you don't intentionally make time for the things that are important, the things that you value, especially as Christians, you know, church, community, the discipleship relationships, if you don't make time for that, you're going to lose yourself in your work, and that's going to lead to destruction. We've talked about before on how entrepreneurs have such a high divorce rate. Successful people have such a high divorce rates because they don't value those. They don't take time to put those things in their, they don't make time in their life to have family there. And they just devote all their time to work, and those things just go away, they suffer. And it's just a vicious cycle. So make sure that you are prioritizing your values and you are making time for your family, for your community, for your discipleship relationships, because those are the things that matters. And that's what the business is about, is you are trying to provide for your family. You're trying to provide for the people in your life that you can be a blessing to them. Don't sacrifice them for the business. So make sure that you are prepared for the work-life balance, because starting a business does take a lot of time. The fourth point is hire employees with a diverse viewpoint. And that is key. I love this, because diversity is the buzzword, and diversity is valuable for diversity's sake in today's culture, but I totally disagree with that. Just because you're different doesn't mean that you're going to provide value to an organization. There's not value in diversity for diversity's sake, but there is value in diverse viewpoints, and you want to find people that aren't just going to agree with you no matter what you say, because you're the boss, because you're the leader. You don't want those people. You want people that, if they do disagree, not that you want people that are always going to be disagreeing with you, you don't want disagreeable people, but when people strongly feel that something is wrong or different than what you think it is, you want them to be able to speak up and share their diverse opinion. And that's what is valuable. People thinking about things from different perspectives, different aspects. Because life is so complicated, and it's so valuable to get so many different perspectives on an issue, because you can see it more clearly that way. So not only do you want to look for people that are willing to do it, but you as a leader, as a manager, as somebody who has employees, or as an employee for a manager, you want to be able to have an approachable demeanor about you. You want to solicit, you want to go after and ask people to disagree with you if they do. And you just want to create that environment where diverse viewpoints are celebrated and are applauded. And that's a good gut check for ourselves, because a lot of times we can be automatically defensive about things and we don't realize it, but we can cause people to not want to disagree with us anymore. So be aware of that and look for yourself anything that is makes you kind of standoffish when someone's disagreeing with you, or that you are kind of discouraging it with your, you know, maybe it's a facial expression, nonverbals, or just not being open in having your office door open or whatever it is. Like, look for ways to facilitate diverse viewpoints and people being able to share their opinions even if they disagree with you. That is just going to make you such a better leader, such a better manager, such a better person in general. And lastly, invest in your employees. Companies that are successful keep their good employees. Now, you can get rid of your bad ones, but to keep your good employees, you need to invest in them. And what's really cool is there was a swing for a while that seemed like millennials and younger generations were bouncing from job to job every couple years. But businesses started to really learn that they needed to appeal to these groups of people and start investing in them to get them to stay, because employee churn is really expensive. It costs an exorbitant amount of money in training and hiring process, and the time it takes away from the managers from what they are normally doing. It just takes a lot of time and adds up when you have to replace employees all the time. So if you can invest in your employees, not only are you going to save money from trying to hire new employees all the time, but they're going to become more valuable and bring more value to your company, your small business or your big business. And they are going to be bought into your vision because they think you're taking care of them. They know you're taking care of them and that you care about them. So investing has many different benefits to it. Not just that you're making a better employee, but it's saving you money in the long run from investment churn. You're getting people that are engaged and invested in the work. You don't want apathetic employees. Those are employees that cost a lot of money. So those are the five tips from successful entrepreneurs and business people that started their own business that lasted over 10 years. They were one of the three. Please go sign up, become a member. You remember that code HTBT to get that mug. You can also enter the business plan contest. You have until March 31st to do it. Go to episode 90 to see all of the details about it, and the official rules are down below. You can win a swag bag full of HTB stuff, and you'll get to be featured on the show. Free advertising. That's like the best thing to have when you're starting out as a company is free advertising. So you will get that. And if you have any other questions, comments, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. And we'll talk to you next time. God bless.